Hello, and welcome to Seeing Requires Not Sight, a sensory-friendly exhibition at the Lakewood Cultural Center in the North and Lobby Galleries. I'm Lane Godsey, the Arts Programming Curator, and I'm excited to be walking you through the show with an audio tour. As you walk into the North Gallery, though the show can be experienced in any way that feels comfortable to you, we've made arrangements for the show to be felt, experienced, touched, and sensed through a counterclockwise direction. So let's start there. You walk in, and to your right, to the right of the door, there's a stanchion available for folks to feel their way over to the wall. And once you've reached the wall, there are fur strips around the entirety of the room that will help guide you to the artworks and around the space. So feel your way. You'll come to signage for the exhibition that's all raised and tactile friendly. And then as you feel your way through the wall, through the signage of Seeing Requires Not Sight, you'll come to your first set of soft and cushy ropes. Those ropes are going to lead us, as you follow them through, to your first set or grouping of artworks. You'll come first to a ceramic bowl created by Emily Zimmerman. Her ceramic pieces are created to be entirely sensed through touch. As you touch the work, you'll experience soft, smooth glass at the bottom of the bowl vessel, textured, layered clay around the outside, and hopefully you're able to experience the Braille lettering as you feel your way around the bowl. Emily Zimmerman is a blind artist working out of Washington Heights Art Center, and she's an exceptionally talented ceramicist who creates works through the sense of touch. Once having been sighted, Emily uses frames of reference for color. So in this piece, there's pools of blue glass at the bottom of the piece. Through memory, she's able to create visions of what these colors may have been and how they can be experienced by both sighted and blind visitors. Around the perimeter of the vessel, you'll experience through touch that there are impressions and line work in the texturing of the bowl. And all of that is to mimic the texture of organic matter and leaves. As you move directly to your left, you'll come to the next piece, which is called Tomb Womb 3 by Diana Ruth Pemberton. And Diana's pieces are meant to be touched, squeezed, picked up, turned over. Experience this bulbous gathering of tissue and tulle and fabric and weavings. Diana's process is multifaceted, where she takes scraps of material, she takes weavings that she's created on a loom, she might take an old sock or pieces of clothing, and she binds it all together in a tomb, in a womb, in a place that has nodules and separate pieces of body-like appendages. Touch it, pick it up, experience its weight, turn it around. Then as you move just back and to your left from Diana Pemberton's piece Tomb Womb 3, you'll experience Emily Zimmerman's container. This tall ceramic cylindrical piece is experienced on a turntable, so you're able to move the work around and feel it from all directions. It's titled in Braille, and as you feel your way around, you'll sense the delicate textures that Emily has pressed into this cylindrical piece. There's hash marks. There are holes that you can insert your fingers into to experience a smooth surface in the interior of the cylinder. There are areas where the glaze is peeling and crackling. There's stippling and indentations made all by hand, an extreme delicacy and tremendous amount of work. There are nodules in the shape of a square that lead you up the vessel. And as your hand moves to the interior of the vessel, everything becomes smooth. And though you can feel overlapping layers of clay, the clay is smooth and easy to touch. Now, again, follow from the back of the pedestal, the squishy yarn guide rope, to the edge of the wall where you'll find the fur. Keep following that fur. Follow along. It feels so good on my hand. And then you'll come to another set of ropes. Follow those ropes. You'll come to some fur. The fur's on the wall. Follow that fur. Keep following it. Keep following it. And now you've come to a wonderful piece of artwork that has an auditory element. Thomas Evans, colloquially known as Detour in the Denver metro area, is a Black artist who works in sound and elements of identity. He incorporates touch and music into almost all of his work and talks about the experience of being a Black man in our community through all of his work, whether that's through elements of jazz, the beautiful portraits. This particular piece has both a portrait component and a touch component with auditory elements. So as you'll feel the piece, it's a solid wood, and then you'll feel a round circular element that's raised up off of the rectangular wood. And on top of that, there's another raised element that, as you feel, is in the shape of a portrait. It's the bottom half of a woman's face and her neck. You see vibrant colors sitting on top of a vibrantly painted magenta circle that acts as the top of her head. It references hair, it references identity, and as you move down, there are strips of varying sizes of wood that sit just underneath the face and on top of the rectangular element of the piece. Now, this piece is incredible because as you touch around the hair and you touch on the strips of wood just beneath the face, varying sounds can be created. So you're essentially becoming a composer through this piece by the elements of sound that are available within the piece. So touch around. Let's do that now. I'll touch and show you some of the different sounds that can be created. But as you experience the piece, you may want to pause this audio tour and touch and feel your way around this piece and experience different sounds. Spend as much time with this as you want. Experience all the different music. Create your own, enjoy it. And when you're done, you'll feel your way to the wall, just to the left of the piece, and you'll find more fur to guide you to the next works. Keep feeling that fur. Follow along, and then you'll come to another set of yarn ropes. Follow those yarn ropes. As you follow them, you're going to come to the next cluster of artworks. The first piece that you encounter, and you can hear it, is an incredible work, yet again by Diana Ruth Pemberton, called Tomb Womb One. This piece incorporates foil and plastic. In fact, when talking to the artist, she described its appearance as somewhat having a mohawk. So it's this wad or tube of weaving, and this weaving incorporates plastic pieces, old wrappers from a water bottle. It has elements of foil. It has plastic bags that people have used at grocery stores. It's got food plastic. It speaks to reuse. It speaks to consumption. But it also speaks to kind of memory. It's this encapsulating. As you pick the piece up, as you touch it, as you feel it, you'll see that what she's done with this tube, that she's woven all these different elements, including fabric and yarn and elements of clothing into, is that she's taken it, wadded it up, created yet another element of womb, or almost like a mummy, where these pieces of memory are encapsulated, tied together, bound. So take a minute, touch it, feel it, pick it up. Don't be afraid to work your way around it with your hands. You'll find elements of yarn that are binding the works. You'll find areas where she's sewn this tube into this form. And then you can feel your way up and down the piece, and you'll see that it does have a mohawk right at the around the top. As you move to the left of that work, you'll come to another ceramic piece by Emily Zimmerman. And this piece contains affirmations. So this affirmation box is an opportunity for the artist to give the viewer something, something to take away from the work, to continue experiencing it. So within the box, for as long as they last, are small ceramic chips with embedded or imprinted words like hope, drive, joy, peace. They're things to take away, to touch, to feel, to look at, to remind you of the positivity, the determination, not only of the artist, but in your own life. It's an affirmation and it's a call to keep moving forward. As you feel around this box, you'll sense the texture that Emily has spent deliberate time imprinting onto the surface, and then in the interior is smooth, and then the pieces of affirmations, the small circular tiles that she's created, though they're imprinted on the front, what she's also done is create a braille lettering on the back. So turn the piece over and you'll see that there's braille to read on the back of the piece that further underlines the text that's on the front of the chip. Keep moving just to the left. To the left, you'll find another low pedestal, and there is another beautiful bowl vessel from Emily Zimmerman. This one, again, just like the first piece that we touched, has glass, smooth glass, a pool of blue and green smooth glass on the interior of the bowl. Touch inside. The walls, though they're textured and warped and mutilated in some ways, they're smooth and easy to touch. The glass at the bottom creates a flat surface upon which you can run your fingers. And then the outside of the vessel, you can pick it up. The outside of the vessel is smooth in glaze. It's gray on the outside, but again, she's used intentionality to put texture throughout the entire piece, where you have a gray, somewhat satin finish on the outside. As you move your hand inside, you'll feel smooth, smooth glaze, and it's a drippy blue leading down to the pool of glass at the bottom. When you're done experiencing that piece, Follow to the left of the pedestal a set of low ropes, the yarn ropes, and they'll lead you back to the wall. And as you're coming back to the wall, right in front of you, you'll start to sense a piece almost at head height, at eye height. And there's an artwork on the wall that juts out from the wall about a foot and a half. This is from artist LCG. It's called Plush in the Round. And you can take your hands up around this cylinder that juts out from the space, and there's a furry type texture, but around that is a tube of iridescent spandex type material. And as you feel, there's almost like a belly button that you can feel your way around, experience the inset around this tube and the overlapping. It almost becomes like a big hug around the tube. Now, as you move your hand inside the tube, there's an artificial turf. It's almost like creating a landscape, a miniature landscape in the interior of this tube. And you can hear, as you move your hand around, it's a rougher texture. It's a texture kind of like an artificial grass. And it has folds and hills and peaks and valleys. Then you move to the left of that piece and down just a bit, and you come to the next work. It's called Green and Pink, also by LCG. And these works become both about tactile sensation, but also about sound. That the different materials, the fabrics that are incorporated in this work, are meant to be heard. So move your hand around the work. It's a half circle in its entirety, but the piece is filled with little nobules. So as you feel the fabric-covered nobules, you'll experience opportunities to push your hand in, work those nodules into new shapes. Then the interior of those nodules, of the piece, is a slice of pink iridescent smooth vinyl fabric. It has a sound and it has a shape. It's something like an apostrophe, something like a comma, leading you on to what's next. Then if you work your hand up from that piece, from Green and Pink, you'll find Dimpled Skin or Snake in the Grass by the same artist. And this one takes the same tactic of creating a half circular shape using the same nodules that you can push in, you can feel your hand around, but the surface is a smooth rubber. So it has a completely different texture than the one before. You can feel it. You can move the nodules around. It's like a smooth skin. Smooth but dimpled, I suppose. And then in the center of this piece, you'll see that there's long artificial grass. You can put your hands in it. You can experience all of the different textures of the artificial grass. And buried within those artificial grasses are two cylindrical, tapered nodes that emerge from the grass. You can touch all along the length of them. They're smooth and stand in contrast to the grass. Once you've experienced this piece, then you can feel the fur just to the left of it, the guide fur that's on the wall. And that'll lead you to a door. The door frame will take you right to our information table. And on the information table, this is of note, the Lakewood Cultural Center is an inclusive and accessible space, and the theater does a wonderful job of making performances accessible for anybody who wants to experience them. And on the table, we have the Braille program from the Performance Now Theater Company, who hosted Little Women recently at the theater. And they left a Braille program with us just to demonstrate some of the opportunities for being able to read about the works that are in the theater. Now, upcoming, we have Blind Visionaries, and Blind Visionaries will have an audio description in the theater, and it's a jazz concert that is accompanied by visuals created through photographs of the Seeing with Light Collective, which is a blind and sighted photography collective out of New York. So we're going to leave the North Gallery and come to the lobby, and I'll walk you through that space as well. You may want to pause this for just a minute so that you have time to orient yourself to the lobby walls, and we'll read it just like we would a text from left to right. So as we come to the left side of the lobby walls, there's again going to be guide yarn and guide fur on the wall that you'll be able to feel your way to each of the works. On the left side of the lobby wall, we have a collection of wrapped up, this is the title, wrapped up, tied up, tangled all up in something pieces by Diana Ruth Pemberton. And these works are small. So you'll feel in the center of the fur, as you work your way down the lobby, there are baskets, these woven baskets inside them, you'll find little pieces. These are tiny little encapsulated works that have collections of yarn, of fabric. They're little mementos of memory. They're opportunities for the artist to tie up in a meditative quality some of the aspects of her process. Scraps of paper, scraps of cloth, scraps of yarn. And each one is an entirely different shape. Some of them create sound. Some of them have dangles. Some of them are small and fit in the palm of your hand. Some are wrapped with yarn and have little tiny top knots. In all, there are 5 pieces, the last one being a long, almost hot dog length piece. And then you'll come to the end of the fur, and you'll experience the yarn, and then wall. There's a gap of about 10 feet between that piece and the next works. So we'll continue moving to your right. Remember, we're reading left to right visually in this piece. And then we're going to see that there's a touch element of the fur once again to lead you to the next work. Now, the next work is another piece by Diana Ruth Pemberton. It's called Tomb Womb 2. This piece is incredible. Take some time to pick this piece up. It's right at chest height. Pick it up. It's almost the size of a baby. It feels like that in your hand. It's soft. It has appendages. It's very carefully bound and wrapped and coiled. There are colors of yellow and black and white, but this is a precious piece, and you can feel the care with which it was bound. Again, inside of it, you can't know, but you can see peaks of scrap fabric. You see peaks of objects. You feel a rope that's tied and wound around the entire piece in a very careful and caring way. Take some time to feel this piece, and when you're done, you can put it down and we'll move on to the next. When you're done with Diana's piece, Move again just to the right. You'll find the fur on the wall to guide you to the next works. And then you'll come to two wall ceramic pieces, both by Emily Zimmerman. Her signature is in Braille. And as you move around these pieces, you'll see they have elements of raised ceramic components and strips. And also the piece immediately that you'll come to that's on the left side of these two has little balls. Some of them are glazed in a metallic material. Some are a dark satin gray. But feel your way around the piece. They're smooth, there's rough, there are textured elements. Immediately to the right of that work is yet another sister element, a sister component to the piece you just experienced. And in it again, it's a cream smooth glaze, but there are all kinds of ribbons of clay that are attached all over the work. And the work is framed by two ribbons that are a metallic bronze color. Once you've experienced those works, you can follow the fur, follow the draping of the yarn to the edge of the wall, and you've concluded the exhibition. Feel free to take time with all of the works, touch and experience anything. Pick up any of the freestanding objects, turn them around, and if you have any questions, please feel free to call us, to email us, or to reach out in any way that makes sense to you. Again, I'm Lane Godsey, the Arts Programming Curator, and I can be reached at laigod@lakewood.org, and also through phone at 303-987-7844. Thank you so much.